Oh, yes, indeed. Rieger reviews it. Sponsored by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef. Get lucky at Ernie's Grill in Clinton Township. In fact, this March 17th, Ernie is turning into McErnie's. That's right, McErnie's for St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy live Irish music and feast on Wiggly's made corned beef and cabbage, Reuben's, and corned beef on grilled rye. See you at Ernie's, 16655 19 Mile Road. That's Ernie's, or on St. Patrick's Day, McErnie's, at 16655 19 Mile Road. Hello, Mr. Rieger. Happy Friday.
Hey, Paul W., how are you?
I am excellent. Is this a good weekend to go to the movies or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've got some good movies that are out, both on the screen and on the stream.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Let's go to the screen first. The Bride in theaters.
Interesting take on a story that has been told over and over and over again, directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal. This is a story about Frankenstein's monster who's looking for a companion. So they revive the body of Ida, played by Jesse Buckley. By the way, Frank is played by Christian Bale, who I love. And she is a recently murdered escort. And they bring her back to life. And this takes place in 1930s Chicago. The problem is when she comes back from being reanimated, she develops kind of an identity crisis because she's caught between her past life as the escort, the expectations of the monster, but she also has the ghost of Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein, who occasionally possesses her. And it's kind of a pop punk gothic romance, if you will, Bonnie and Clyde type story. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of weird, but it's an interesting take on the story of Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein. Probably could have been a little bit shorter than the 2 hours and 6 minutes that it was. But I saw it with Mike Parsons, actually. So we both
all
kind
right.
of had
well, let's
this,
listen.
We
let's
kind of
listen.
Both had the same feeling on it.
Let's listen to The Bride, which is today in theaters, and Mike Parsons will join us with his thoughts with Dave Rieger in just a moment. Let's listen.
Can anybody help me? Please. I didn't want this. I didn't want any of this. Please. Help.
You had an accident.
An accident, huh?
We dug you up, then we brought you back to life. The Bride of Frankenstein.
No, just the Bride.
Already she's causing trouble. All right, what are we... Mike Parsons, a quick note from you since you watched it with Dave.
Yeah, I thought it would have been a good hour-and-a-half movie at 2 hours. It was a bit long. I did like the retelling of it, but it was trying to do too many things in trying to... I think it was trying to be weird for the sake of being weird when they could have just made it a good retelling of the story.
How many sandwiches?
I'm going to give it 2 Wiggly sandwiches. I think Mike agreed. I think we talked about it.
Yeah, I'd give it 2. I might watch it again, but I could edit it into a better movie.
All right, let's talk about another movie, this one on Prime, called Young Sherlock. Let's listen.
My name is Sherlock Holmes. I've always been more of a thinker than a fighter.
The two aren't mutually exclusive.
There's an art to fighting.
There's an art to war. Larceny. Stealing. Those days aren't really behind me. I'm in Oxford now.
You have to promise me something.
Anything, Mother.
Stay out of trouble.
Sherlock Holmes.
James Moriarty.
Sherlock is making friends.
Sherlock never made any friends.
What game are we playing today?
What game would you like to play?
Don't!
Mycroft, what the bloody hell is going on? You mind telling me why your brother is standing at the scene of the crime?
Oh, dear.
I'm curious as to why I'm being set up for murder.
But I need proof. There are other forces at work.
Sorry to bother you, sir.
What is it?
A bomb.
What do you mean, a bomb?
A bomb is an incendiary device.
I know what a bloody bomb is.
As a 19-year-old at Oxford University, Sherlock Holmes, young Sherlock, is not yet the master detective he grows up to be. Sounds like a good concept.
Yeah, this is cool. You know, nostalgic sells in Hollywood today, and prequels also sell. So this is a – I did not know that he was such a troublemaker, young Sherlock Holmes, as a 19-year-old, according to this version. And it's funny that he becomes friends with James Moriarty, his arch enemy, in all the Sherlock Holmes books. So this just tells the story. He's in Oxford, and it's going to be a series, and he's framed for murder, and he's got to solve his first case. And
what a great first case.
Yeah, I think it's very well done. I think people will enjoy it. I liked it. I will give it 3 Wigglies. I love nostalgia. I like Sherlock Holmes, and I think it's a kind of a cool take on an old story that's been around forever.
Excellent. It sounds, well, first of all, you can watch it at home on Prime.
Sure.
So that has it going for it. But 3 Wigglies, that's a nice, I'm picking, if I'm going to watch one, I'm going to watch Young Sherlock over going out to the theater to see The Bride.
Yes, it's interesting that both of our movies this week come from stories that have been around forever, and there have been multiple different versions of both of these stories throughout the years.
Well, I don't want to say unfortunately, but I guess I am saying unfortunately. If you note, many, 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 many movies are just going back to their other movies. I mean, the idea of creativity of a brand new idea seems to get harder and harder to come by.
It's tough. It's tough to come up with a movie that is brand new, that doesn't have some sort of background of something else and make it work. It's tough. Hollywood's got a big task ahead of them.
Well, we got business people there now who are afraid to take the chances that were allowed in the past. Some were hit, some were miss, but they allowed them. Now everyone's afraid because of the money that's going to be invested, and then their head is on the platter. So we'll just get through this period. Dave Rieger, Rieger reviews it.
Take care, Paul.
Are you holding up without football?
It stinks.
It's not easy, is it?
No.
No. Well, it's not that long, or maybe it is. How long is it? Are you keeping track? Are you one of those guys that says how long it is before the football season gets underway again?
It's going to be a long summer, yeah.
Okay. All right, Dave Rieger. Rieger reviews it right here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.